And this is Mike Clark with Christmas Music 24/7. I'm talking with Keith Andrew Grimm about his CD that just came out called Christmas Celebration. Hi, Keith.
Hi.
Yeah, I listened to your CD over the weekend, and I put it on the station late last night, Sunday evening. It was kind of different hearing a guitar. Usually the CDs I've been getting have been on piano or bells or more traditional Christmas instruments.
Right.
So do you get a lot of interest because you play the guitar for different songs?
Yeah, it kind of depends. It's a lot of people like the acoustic guitar sound for Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just talking to somebody at work today, and she was saying that she likes the acoustic guitar for Christmas songs on acoustic guitar.
Right.
So it seems like Christmas music is accepted instrumentally more than any other type. Because I guess because it's so familiar, people are singing the words along with it as you're playing.
Right.
More so than other types of music sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Do you play year-round, like other styles or other...
I do play year-round, but my busiest time of year is Christmas. Between Thanksgiving and New Year's are usually my busiest times. But, yeah, I do play other styles. I play a lot of hymns and originals and things like that. So I play a lot of churches and background music for dinners and things like that, some festivals now and then. So
is that pretty much always guitar?
Yeah, I play guitar, and then also I have a synthesizer. All the instrument sounds on the CD were created by a synthesizer.
Oh, okay.
A guitar synthesizer. So
right.
Except the last jingle bells on it, that was actually done by weaving a credit card through the strings to get that sound.
So. Oh, my.
And I actually got that idea from watching Phil Kagi in concert.
What's your favorite Christmas song or Christmas hymn?
That's kind of hard to say. I'd have to probably say God Rest You Merry Gentlemen. I like a lot.
Yeah.
I really like Oh Holy Night a lot, and What Child Is This, and
right.
Those type things. And then, things like Jingle Bells and Rudolph and, you know, stuff like that. Frosty.
Yeah.
Yeah, Frosty the Snowman's always popular.
Right.
So Silent Night's always popular. So,
right.
You know, they're pretty much the standard ones are the ones I like.
Right.
Like the best. But if I had to narrow it down to two, it would probably be Oh Holy Night and God Rest You Merry Gentlemen.
When you go to play shows, does your family come with you, or is it a one-man type thing?
Well, yeah, they come with me. In fact, I played at a church yesterday morning, and my wife and daughter came. But that was only... you know, 4 miles from home, so...
Right.
But, you know, now sometimes if I have to travel distances, you know, they won't come to those. But if I'm local, they come to a lot of those, depending what they have going on. They came yesterday morning, so that was nice to have them there.
How long have you been playing guitar?
I think it started was about 8 or 9.
Oh, yeah?
Somewhere in that time frame.
Mm-hmm.
And took lessons from a guy here locally in Pennsylvania where I live.
Okay.
And as far as I know, he's still going, you know, but, yeah, he taught me, you know, my style is more like a flat picking, style.
Okay.
My style now is just kind of expanded what he taught me when I was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of interesting. The basics I learned as a kid are what I'm playing now.
Right. Do you ever want to learn any other instruments or expand to other types of guitars?
We have a piano here that I mess around on every once in a while, but just for lack of time, you know, I haven't really had time to sit down and play other instruments.
Right.
So that's part of the reason why I got the synthesizer.
Uh-huh.
Was just to add different sounds to the acoustic guitar, you know, and I still consider myself more of an acoustic guitarist than anything else, but I like to mess with the synthesizer to add variety to stuff.
I was looking at your concert schedule. You've got a bunch of shows. You were saying you're very busy. It looks like pretty much every Saturday night for the next 5 or 6 weeks.
Yeah, it'd be some are Saturdays, some are Sundays, and some are middle of the week. It's and I don't have my schedule in front of me right now to know where I'm playing when, but I know that the official CD release concert for this is going to be November 19th. That's the Sunday before Thanksgiving.
Okay.
And that'll be at my home church of Pine Grove United Methodist Church in York, Pennsylvania.
What is your website address?
My website address is just my full name, KeithAndrewGrimm.com.
Okay, and can people buy your CD there?
They can buy, yeah, there's a couple of links of places where you can buy the CD. So they go to the store link on my page. The CD can be bought from Indie Heaven, indieheaven.com, and also from cdbaby.com. These
Great.
places. And it's also available on iTunes right now for those who would
Okay.
like to buy it digitally. As far as I know, that's the only digital distributor that has it right now.
Okay. Well, hopefully some people will listen to your music. It is on Christmas Music 24/7 right now.
Right.
Hopefully people will see it and go ahead and buy a copy.
Oh, that would be nice to get a copy.
When did you do the recording? Like summer or
When did I do
spring
it?
or fall?
Yeah, I did it last summer.
Yeah.
Basically, we started in June, and we got finished around August 1st or something like that. And
Wow.
then it was actually released around August 26th or something like that.
Okay.
Yeah, we would have been done sooner, but the sound engineer and me, we both went on long vacations in the middle of July.
Right.
And then he was gone for a week that I wasn't, so because he was kind of gone for 2 weeks, so that kind of held it back a little bit. Or it
Right.
might have been ready by the middle of July, but
Yeah.
but we recorded it in the summer. And then actually the pictures on the CD were taken. It was about 95 degrees out on a day in July when a friend of mine came over and took the pictures for the CD.
Yeah.
So that was just really strange.
Right. Hard to get in the mood for Christmas in July.
Yeah, it really is. And I felt like I've been playing Christmas songs since about last Thanksgiving,
Right.
because I played for the Christmas season, then I was practicing them for the album that he was going to record in the summer. And then when the album was done in early August, I just kind of took a break from playing guitar
Right.
until about mid-September again to get ready for the concerts coming up. So.
Well, it's okay to take a vacation once in a while.
Yeah, I needed a break because there was just a lot of stuff going on musically, and I'm
Right.
a teacher, and I was getting back into school, so I didn't have time to really practice the way I wanted to. So, but it was good, but it kind of refreshed me. So
Right.
I'm ready to go for Christmas season now.
Very good. This is something I call the 12 questions of Christmas. I just want a real quick
Okay.
answer, kind of first response is the right answer type thing, okay?
Okay.
Christmas tree, real or artificial?
Real.
Do you put the tree up before or after Thanksgiving?
Usually after.
Do you open gifts on Christmas Eve or Christmas morning?
Christmas morning.
Do you prefer instrumental or vocal music?
Both. I like them both.
Traditional or contemporary music?
I like them both too.
Is fruitcake a gift or is fruitcake a coal?
It's a gift if you get a good one.
Do you prefer Rudolph or Frosty?
I like them both.
Fudge or fruitcake?
Probably fudge.
Classical or jazz?
Classical.
Do you take the Christmas tree down before, on, or after New Year's?
Usually after.
Night Before Christmas or Luke chapter 2?
Both.
And M&M's, plain or peanut?
Peanut.
Okay, that's the 12 questions of Christmas.
Okay.
Thanks a lot, Keith.
Okay, you're welcome.
Have a good night.